Jeff Breslin is on the other end of our McLaren Health Plan phone line at 393-3700. Jeff is the president of the Michigan Nurses Association. Jeff, how are you?
Doing great, Tony. How are you this morning?
I'm doing so much. Thanks for your time. Tell us, what did you think when you heard about the ruling for the Affordable Health Care Act?
I think the ruling that came out was as much a surprise to me as anybody else. I think it's the right thing to do. It is a good first step toward getting a single-payer system in place for the country.
So what do you think this means for Michigan, us here in Lansing, and as well as the nurses that you represent?
Well, I think that there's a lot of good points to the Affordable Care Act. We see patients every day that come in that are either underinsured or not insured at all. So they're coming in later. They're coming in when they're much more sick. They're not coming in for the preventative things. So their quality of life isn't where it ought to be. And hopefully with the Affordable Care Act, that'll help turn some of that around.
Jeff, we keep hearing that the health industry is just too taxing on folks as far as what we pay. Well, in talking with you, especially through some contract negotiations, as we've talked before, the nurses aren't making a killing, and the hospitals say that they're suffering, so who's making all the money?
There's in healthcare, that really is the next big money-making industry. You see a lot of the other industries that are being shipped overseas, but really, you can't ship patients overseas. Patients are going to get sick. They are going to need medical care. And what are you going to do, say no? I mean, we're talking life and death.
Now, in regards to this, it appears that Michigan will figure out a way how to have its own program for health care. How do you think that will affect us here?
Well, it really depends on what that looks like when it comes out. Hopefully, they end up headed toward more of a single-payer system. If we can get that in place and basically expand the Medicare program to everybody, because that is a program that works, it is cost-efficient, and people are having good results with it. The only problem is you got to wait until you're 65 to be able to partake.
Jeff, I wanted to chat with you a little bit about Medicare. There's always the mix-up between Medicare and Medicaid. Tell us the difference.
The Medicare program, the easiest way that I remember it, and it's really easy to confuse, the Medicare program is more for the seniors. And the Medicaid program is more designed for lower income. And if they were to just expand the Medicare program to everybody, then we wouldn't have the mix-up.
I recently read that the Michigan Nurses Association wants to improve and preserve Medicare and access to health care provided by tax dollars. What's that mean?
Well, it's kind of what I was alluding to before. You know, we are in the business of healthcare. We are in the business of taking care of patients and advocating for patients and their rights. And we see on a daily basis patients that don't get the care that they need, the care that they deserve, quite frankly, because they can't afford it. When it comes down to a choice between going in and getting medications or eating, a lot of people are choosing to eat. You can only go so long without food, and some of the medications that people are taking, you don't see the long-term effects for quite a while. So they're not making the connection. If you don't take the medicines that you're prescribed by your doctors, it's going to have long-lasting effects that are going to be much, much more costly down the road. Sometimes it may even cost lives.
So what do you do?
You get the preventative care done early. You expand the Medicare system. It doesn't have to be the Medicare system, but that is a great example. You create a single-payer system so that the medical coverage that we have in the country is not a big business. Right now, you look at the insurance companies, you look at the pharmacy, the big pharma, you look at the hospital industry, look at the profits that they're posting. They're making all kinds of money, and the sad thing is they're making it on people who are sick. They're taking people who are at their most vulnerable point, and they're profiting off of it. Frankly, healthcare should be a right. We live in one of the best, one of the richest countries in the world, there's no reason that we should not be able to take care of our people.
We're talking with Jeff Breslin, who's the president of the Michigan Nurses Association. I know collective bargaining is another item that you will continue to work towards. You believe in the last rounds of collective bargaining between Sparrow and the association, that this was the first contract, one of the first in America, where both nurses and a hospital agreed to a nurses-to-patient ratio, as well as a technicians-to-patient ratio.
That's true. You know, there's other places in the country, and the most notable is California. It's the only state that has ratios statewide. The ratios help protect the nurse's ability to give adequate care to the patients. If you get too many patients, you can't take care of them all. There's just too many things to do for you to give each patient the attention that they deserve. In our contract, we went a step further. We actually protected the number of patient care techs, the used to be called nurse assistants or orderlies in years past, because they play an integral part in a nurse's ability to provide that care to the patients. We have seen in some areas that have implemented nurse ratios that the ancillary staff immediately gets cut. There is a perception that the cost to implement ratios is going to make the hospitals go bankrupt. So, okay, we got to cut out all this extra staff, all the ancillary staff. The nurses can just do everything.
Jeff, could that been accomplished without collective bargaining?
Very, very unlikely. With the perception being, you know, the hospitals are being run like businesses. They have to a point. But there is a human factor that we have to figure in, and the nurses are the ones that watch out for that human factor, and under collective bargaining, it gives us the right, it gives us the ability to advocate for our patients more than just at the bedside. We have to have the resources available, the time, the people, the medical equipment to be able to take care of them in the manner that they should be taken care of.
All right, tell us about the Safe Patient Care Act.
The Safe Patient Care Act, basically what we're looking to do is set up a ratio system, a minimum set of nurses for each patient, or a minimum set of patients per nurse, so that no matter where you go, what hospital you go to, big city, small town, depending on the kind of patient that you have, the level of care that they are in, you will always have no more than a set number of patients per nurse so that they can provide the care that those patients deserve.
All right. So I find it interesting that through all the trials and tribulations in getting that contract put together and ratified with Sparrow, you found a way to get it done, and you are partners in crime, if you will, and in trying to work together.
We are. You know, at the end of the day, everybody that works at Sparrow wants the place to be successful, because if we do things, if we're asking for things at the bargaining table that are going to make the hospital go out of business, we all lose. The community loses.
Jeff,
we need to preserve our ability to take care of our community.
Jeff Breslin is the president of the Michigan Nurses Association. Jeff, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you. Have a great day.